signed by several Nobel laureates.
Ah, and what else?
That's it. Sorry.
How wonderful. Thank you, Karen. This is the coveted Ig Nobel Prize.
Ten prizes are awarded each year. Winners travel to the Ig ceremony at their own expense. Some winners embrace the awards. Others just try to hide from it. And some just, well, they just don't know what to think.
And now, our winners. First, the Medicine Prize. The Ig Nobel Medicine Prize this year is awarded to Brian Whitcomb of Gloucester in the UK and Dan Meyer of Antioch, Tennessee in the US for their penetrating medical report, Sword Swallowing and Its Side Effects. Here are Brian Whitcomb and Dan Meyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, knowledge often advances when people from different fields of activity come together to look at an issue of mutual interest from different perspectives, and so it was with this study. A semi-retired hospital radiologist who had an occasional interest in patients with swallowing disorders, that's me, came into contact with one of the world's greatest sword swallowers, Dan Meyer. Dan Meyer is not only an outstanding sword swallower with the US record for swallowing swords underwater, but he also maintains a comprehensive database over 100 sword swallowers in more than 16 countries, and this formed the basis of our survey. I'm extremely grateful for Dan for his energetic and meticulous and sometimes humorous input, and we are both, of course, extremely grateful to those that bestowed this great honor upon us. Finally, we are also grateful to our peer reviewer, Dr. Catherine Grebenick, a London consultant cardiothoracic anaesthetist who recommended publication of our paper to the British Medical Journal editors, saying our paper was a cut above many others. Added to the incisive body of literature on sword swallowing, and she wrote it made its points well and would keep the BMJ at the cutting edge of sword swallowing literature. And finally, we are, of course, grateful to all the members of the sword swallowing fraternity and our medical colleagues. Oh.
Thank you very much.
The Peace Prize. The Ig Nobel Peace Prize is awarded this year to the Air Force Wright Laboratory in Dayton, Ohio, USA, for instigating research and development on a chemical weapon, the so-called gay bomb, that will make enemy soldiers become sexually irresistible to each other. The winners could not or would not be with us tonight. But we have a demonstration. I'm afraid the VCHIP monitor has called off our demonstration.
We'll be right back with more Ig action right after this break. Stay with us. I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.
Thank you.
From NPR News, this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. No, we're not chicken. Or, well, maybe we are. But anyway, here comes more Ig silliness. We now return you to Harvard Sanders Theater for highlights from this year's 17th First Annual Ig Nobel Awards.
And now it's time for the Win a Date with a Nobel Laureate contest.
He's shapely, he's sassy, and he's smarter than you. Robert B. Laughlin won the 1998 Nobel Prize in Physics for explaining how a strong magnetic field can cause electrons to melt into a rich, creamy quantum fluid. Raised amidst the walnuts and other nuts in the San Joaquin Valley, Laughlin enjoys playing the piano, taking apart vacuum cleaners, and watching quasi-particles behaving badly. If you think a cool quantum cocktail with a twist of fractional charge sounds like the perfect nightcap, Bob is the bartender for you. Please give a warm win-a-date welcome to Robert Laughlin.
Now, let's see which lucky audience member will win a date with this Nobel laureate. When you entered the hall, you were handed an attractive printed program. Pick it up, open it, and look through it. See if you find a picture of a chicken confusedly standing in a crosswalk. If you have that picture in your program, then you've won a date. Come on up and claim your prize. Take it out back, kids. That's okay. Now get set for something special, the 24/7 lectures. We have invited several of the world's top thinkers to try to tell us very briefly what they're thinking about. Each 24/7 lecturer will explain her or his topic twice. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. And then, after a brief pause, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. The 24-second time limit will be enforced by Mr. John Barrett, our referee. Now, let's have the first group of 24/7 lecturers. Will the poultry inspectors bar the doors? The first 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Massimo Marconi, assistant professor of food science at the University of Guelph. His topic, food science. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Food science is an interdisciplinary applied science which uses principles of experimental design and statistical analysis in the examination of all aspects of foods from harvest of ingredients to their behavior during formulation, processing, storage, and evaluation as consumer food products. It incorporates concepts from a variety of fields including chemistry, microbiology, and processing engineering. In a nutshell, food science is concerned with all quality, nutritional, sensory, cultural, and safety aspects of foods.
Clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Foods that don't kill make you fatter.
The Physics Prize. This year's Ig Nobel Physics Prize is presented to Mahadevan of Harvard University and Enrique Cerda Villablanca of Universidad de Santiago de Chile for studying how sheets become wrinkled. Here are Mahadevan and Professor Villablanca's sister, Mariela.
Thank you. My brother dedicates his Ig Nobel Prize to all the wrinkled people in the world, especially to our beautiful grandmother. Thank you.
Wrinkle, wrinkle on my skin, how I wonder did you begin? By sagging and swelling and shrinking too, while stretching and bending were mixed into a brew, till aha, a formula that fits on a pin. How infinitely familiar and how far from understood our environment is. And no one reminds us of this every day besides our children. So I thank them all, in particular our two, Kausalya and Aditya. Wrinkle, wrinkle on my skin, where I wonder did I sin? Celebrated in art and drapery, until aha, pruned by surgery, and then just a has-been.
The Chemistry Prize. Ig Nobel Chemistry Prize this year is presented to Mayu Yamamoto of the International Medical Center of Japan for developing a way to extract vanillin, the flavor and fragrance of vanilla, from cow dung. Here is Mayu Yamamoto.
Thank you. Please imagine what kind of smell you can when the cow dung are heated. Can you imagine that? It's a very strange and sweet. Please eat ice cream with cow dung. Thank you.
Now, here is a special tribute to Mayu Yamamoto. Please welcome Gus Rancatori, the owner of Toscanini's Ice Cream.
Thank you very much. This was a very difficult year in the ice cream business. There were dramatic increases in dairy costs and real estate costs, and Ms. Yamamoto's achievement stood out like a lantern. And Toscanini's was inspired enough to imitate her achievement. And we have samples for the laureates.
The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Jill Lepore, professor of history at Harvard University. Her topic, history. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set. Go.
History is in the doing. Travel to an archive, repository, or library. Bring a pencil. Fill out a little yellow call slip. Read the chicken scratch of letters, diaries, love notes, speeches. Scrapbooks are out of unopened mail. Strange and wondrous people you've never met and never will, though you probably wish you could have. Find out everything you can about how they understood why hens lay eggs. Think about it. Think about it some more. And then make up some cock and bull story.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
History is the study of dead people.
The next 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Fariba Human, the interim director of the Human Subjects Administration at the Harvard School of Public Health. Her topic, research ethics. First, a complete technical description in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
The ethical conduct of non-exempt human subject research is governed by a set of rules codified by 45 CFR 46. In a phase 2 trial of avian flu vaccine in a cohort of animal handlers of broiler chickens.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Research on animal handlers needs IRB approval.
The final 24/7 lecture will be delivered by Nobel laureate William Lipscomb. His topic, chicken. First, a complete technical summary in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
It is very surprising how many references there are in the internet for chicken. Unbelievable. I could go through them, but they don't have much time here. No one is asked why a chicken crosses the road to cross the road.
Oh. And now a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
Chicken lays egg. It's a standing ovation.
The eggs are a tribute to the good, the bad, and the ugly in science, or at least the strange, silly, and the unusual. Where else would levitating frogs, pink plastic flamingos, and the beauty preferences of chicken find the highest honors? The awards were handed out in early October at Harvard Sanders Theater.
The Biology Prize, the Ig Nobel Biology Prize this year, is presented to Dr. Johanna E.M.H. van Bronswijk of Eindhoven University and of Technology in the Netherlands for doing a census of all the mites, insects, spiders, pseudoscorpions, crustaceans, bacteria, algae, ferns, and fungi with whom we share our beds each night. Here is Professor van Bronswijk.
As a byproduct of energy studies that I started as a student 30 years ago, I found that you never sleep alone. Nature does not stop at the windowsill. We are only one organism in the midst of millions in the dwelling community. In the seat you are using now, mice are following your thread to the far sides of the cushions. It's a little worse on the chairs because they are with textiles, but also the other seats have this problem. Our daily production of 1 to 1.5 gram skin scales feeds mites, fungi, bacteria, and algae, and when humidity in air or textiles is a little higher, also book lice and wood lice. Sometimes one or two young cockroaches intermingle. It is with much pleasure that I accept the prize and hope it will help public understanding of the natural processes we belong to. Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. 10 prizes are awarded each year. Winners travel to the Ig ceremony at their own expense. The creators of the awards say they're intended to spur public curiosity and interest in science. Or maybe they're just fun.
The Economics Prize. The Ig Nobel Economics Prize this year is awarded to Guo Cheng Xie of Taichung, Taiwan, for patenting a device in the year 2001 that catches bank robbers by dropping a net over them. The Ig Nobel Board of Governors has attempted repeatedly to send people to locate Mr. Xie, but none of them were able to. He seems to have vanished mysteriously. If anyone knows the whereabouts of this poor man, please get in touch with us. It was suggested to us, and we hope this is not the case, that there is the possibility that the gentleman was trapped inside his own machine. And... the Linguistics Prize. The Ig Nobel Linguistics Prize is awarded to Juan Manuel Toro, Josep B. Trobalón, and Núria Sebastián Gálles of Universitat de Barcelona for showing that rats sometimes cannot tell the difference between a person speaking Japanese backwards and a person speaking Dutch backwards. The winners could not travel to the ceremony, and so they prepared a video acceptance speech. Here on video is Juan Manuel Toro.
The basic idea is that for everybody, it's very easy to discriminate between an English sentence, such as this one, and a Spanish sentence, como esta que estoy diciendo en este momento. But it is not so easy to discriminate between them when they are playing backwards, as in here. This is basically because in backward speech, some very important prosodic features are lost. But the really interesting point is that the same processing constraints are found in human adults, in human infants, in tamarin monkeys, and even in rats. So, anyway, for us it's a pleasure and an honor to join the club of the Ig Nobel winners, and thank you so much for the prize. Ciao.
We'll be right back with more Ig action right after this break. Stay with us. I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Novo Nordisk, working to improve diabetes treatment in the U.S. For 80 years, diabetes care has been our passion, not just our business. From the Cato Charitable Foundation, supporting the National Parks Conservation Association, whose report on the effects of global warming in national parks can be found at npca.org. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Every day, All Things Considered takes you wherever important news is being made.
Here in Barcelona, many exhibits are commemorating.
That same product can be found here in Pennsylvania.
There's a case law here in Texas.
After basic training here in San Diego.
I'm here at a bus depot in central downtown Najarria.
All Things Considered from NPR News, here for you every weekday.
From NPR News, this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Don't try to adjust your set. We now return you to your regularly scheduled Ig Nobel Awards, already in progress. The awards feature a human spotlight, plenty of paper airplanes, Nobel laureates wielding plastic trumpets, a V-chip monitor to screen out potentially offensive material, and an onstage experiment in which the award's major domo eats a never-ending bowl of soup.
Nutrition Prize is awarded to Brian Wansink of Cornell University for exploring the seemingly boundless appetites of human beings by feeding them with a self-refilling, bottomless bowl of soup. Here is Professor Wansink. An ode to a soup bowl. Oh, say, can you see my soup bowl refill? But because it's not empty, I keep eating still. I've eaten 14 ounces, but little do I know, there's a tube in the bottom and I've got 6 quarts to go. Some geek in a red apron just told me to stop. I'm starving, I tell him. The soup's still at the top. Now, when we eat with our eyes do the cheating. It's the psychology of food, explains my book, Mindless Eating. So if you use a bowl's bottom to tell you you're through, you'll find 6 quarts later, the last laughs on you.
These awards are given out by the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about the awards and the magazine at improbable.com. A team of genuine Nobel laureates hand out the awards to the winners, who receive a handmade prize, a certificate, and untold glory and fame.
We are honored to have with us several past winners of Ig Nobel Prizes who have kindly joined us tonight. We'll ask each of them to come up and very briefly say a word. First, the 2006 Ig Nobel Acoustics Prize was awarded to the team who conducted experiments to learn why it is that people dislike the sound of fingernails scraping on a blackboard. Please welcome back Lynn Halpern. When she shows up, you can welcome her properly.
You'll hear her first.
Yes, Dudley points out we will hear her. Okay. The 2005, if it's especially good, that's fine. But the 2005 Ig Nobel Economics Prize was awarded to the inventor of an alarm clock that runs away and hides repeatedly, thus ensuring that people do get out of bed. Please welcome back Gauri Nanda.
For generations, roosters have been waking us up, and chickens can wake us up too, but most of us don't have that option, so I made an alarm clock that runs away. So it'll actually fall to the floor when you hit the snooze button and then run around the room, so you kind of have to go and find it to turn it off. Thank you.
The 1996 Ig Nobel Art Prize was awarded to the creator of the plastic pink flamingo. Please welcome back Don Featherstone and his wife, Nancy Featherstone.
Well, he thinks he's a chicken. I'm happy to say the pink flamingo looked like it was going to be going the way of the dodo bird, and the factory closed, and it remained that way for about a year. But a man out in New Hartford, New York, has purchased the dyes and is now in full production. So, like the phoenix, the flamingo has reared its tacky little head and started to work on the state of New York now. Thank you.
The 1999 Ig Nobel Entomology Prize was awarded to Dr. Robert Lopez for his series of experiments in obtaining ear mites from cats and inserting them carefully into his own ear, and then observing and analyzing what happened after that. I'm very sorry to report that Dr. Lopez passed away earlier this year. His daughter, Jan, is with us tonight, and her two sons. Jan, I wonder if you would stand and take a bow. The Literature Prize, the Ig Nobel Literature Prize this year is presented to Glenda Brown of Blaxland, Blue Mountains, Australia, for her study of the word the, and of the many ways the word the causes problems for anyone who tries to put things into alphabetical order. Here is Glenda Brown.
Thank you. I work as an indexer, the person who creates the A to Z access points at the back of books, magazines, websites, journals, online help, just about anywhere. Few people know that indexes exist, and even fewer know that we worry ceaselessly about how to alphabetise our entries so you can find what you need. The is a case in point. It's a funny little word that sometimes matters and sometimes doesn't. You sort the Bible and the Beatles at B, but the Hague and the camel's hump is an ugly wump at T. And that's before you get to terms like the pill, the beetle, the deaf, the undead. So, no worries. Here's my guide to the rules. When filing a title, the goes at the end and you start with a lowercase letter. But an index of first lines puts the at the front. Somehow they think that works better. In corporate bodies, the is often left out. It's part of the name, but it has not much clout. But in place names, the is important to show. You must trust the rules, for surely they know. With love to John, Bill and Jenny back home, to all the indexers around the world, from IndexL, the indexer, ANSI, and friends and family. To my sister Carol for being here and for saying an Ig Nobel is the best award you could ever win. Thank you.
And now, it is my honor to introduce our presiding monarchs. Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the King and Queen. Their Majesties, the King, and perhaps the Queen of Swedish meatballs. You may be seated. Your Majesties, you may be seated. Thank you. Now it's time for the nano lectures. Two of the world's great scientists will explain the inner workings of chickens. Each nano lecture is a maximum of 30 seconds long. The 30-second time limit will be enforced by our referee, Mr. John Barrett. Mr. Barrett?
Gentlemen, keep it clean.
Thank you. The first nano lecture will be presented by Dudley Hirschbach. Professor Hirschbach will explain in 30 seconds or less the chemistry of chickens. Ready, set, go.
I dedicate this lecture to Albert Einstein. He liked to say, "Nobody expected me to lay golden eggs." Today, the global population of chickens is about 25 billion. All are superb biochemists, especially the hens. They are able to solve a problem that stumped Einstein and has tormented generations of scientists. How can you unscramble an egg or restore Humpty Dumpty? Usually it's said to be thermodynamically impossible because of inescapable entropy.
Thank you.
But just feed a scrambled egg
our
to
next.
A hen, give her about a day,
our
and
next
she'll deliver a nice new egg.
Our next nano lecture will be delivered. Our next nano lecture and our final nano lecture will be delivered by Case Mulliker, the curator of birds at the Natural History Museum of Rotterdam in the Netherlands. He will explain in 30 seconds or less chickens and ducks. Chickens and ducks. Ready, set, go.
This is not a chicken. This is a duck. It is the Ik Duck. This duck got me the Ig Nobel Prize 2003. Because I saw the first case of homosexual necrophilia in the mallard duck. To the best of my knowledge, this behavior has not been observed in chickens. Thank you.
And now the final prize of the evening, the Aviation Prize. The Ig Nobel Aviation Prize is awarded to Patricia Agostino, Santiago Plano, and Diego Golombek of Universidad Nacional de Quilmes, Argentina, for their discovery that Viagra aids jet lag recovery in hamsters. Here is Professor Golombek.
Thank you. I have a message from the International Hamster Frequent Traveler Association that says, thank you, scientists, for fulfilling all of our needs. We are Syrian hamsters. That's a lot of time zones away. And we have a lot of a sex life, so we have both our desires fulfilled. And then I have a message from the Laboratory Rat and Mice Society that says, why not us? Finally, I would like to thank my colleagues and my students for performing wonderful research that made us laugh and then think, and also for going to the drugstore to get the Viagra for all of us. Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.
And now, Professor Jean Berko Gleason will deliver the traditional Ig Nobel goodbye, goodbye speech.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
And we ask now that all of the new Ig Nobel winners and the past Ig Nobel winners and the lecturers join the Nobel laureates at center stage for a pointless photo opportunity. If you could move up to the front.
That's it.
Now everybody, please put your hands together, whack them together, shower these people with self-esteem. On behalf now of the Harvard-Radcliffe Science Fiction Association and the Harvard-Radcliffe Society of Physics Students and the Harvard Computer Society, and especially on behalf of the Annals of Improbable Research, we want to thank you very much for coming tonight. Thank you to all of the people here who took a lot of time out to do this. Please just remember this final thought. If you didn't win an Ig Nobel Prize this year, and especially if you did, better luck next year. Thank you. Good night.
That's all from us. Our thanks to Mark Abrams and the folks at the Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more at improbable.com. Thanks also to audio engineers Miles Smith and Frank Cunningham. Josh Rogerson is our technical director. Greg Smith composed our theme music. And if you have comments or questions, please write to us at Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036. Or you can email us at our website, sciencefriday.com. And while you're there, you can check out our podcasts and our blogging. Have a great holiday weekend. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.
Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, working to ensure that more students graduate from high school ready for college, work, and citizenship, GatesFoundation.org, from the NASDAQ Educational Foundation, dedicated to innovation and entrepreneurship around the world, and from the Wallace Foundation, supporting ideas, sharing solutions, expanding opportunities, on the web at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
On Talk of the Nation, we talk about what you're talking about.
I turned on the radio and I heard this and I nearly drove off the freeway.
I have experienced a lot of what you've been talking about.
I'm Neil Conan. Surprising voices, interesting conversations on the topics you're talking about. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
it was clear to me that they were stopping and following people that had brown skin.
Immigration raids in Minnesota and the lawsuits that have followed. Today is Friday, November 23rd, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News. Advocates say those raids swept up legal and illegal residents alike, and they're filing suit alleging illegal search and seizure. We'll hear about the legacy of Chicago's first black mayor, Harold Washington, who died 20 years ago. Among those he inspired, Barack Obama.
Those years, watching him as a larger-than-life figure and seeing the impact he had on the confidence of the African-American community, the hopefulness of the community, it had a lasting impact on me.
Also in Bangladesh, relief aid is trickling in to areas ravaged by last week's cyclone. And in New Delhi, the dream of cleaning up a horribly polluted river. Now news.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Lebanon's president, Emil Lahoud, has declared a state of emergency and directed the army to cover security. But his prime minister argues Lahoud has no business doing that. Fouad Sinioura said only the cabinet can declare a state of